And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's the little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
We got ourselves a trade on draft night. What's up, everybody? No Dunks coming at you with a little emergency podcast. I'm Jake Skeets. That's Tass. That's Trey. And yeah, we got Chris Paul headed to the Warriors, Jordan Poole going to the Wizards. Here's a breakdown of the details. Hello to everybody joining us live on YouTube. We love to see it. So several days after agreeing to send Bradley Beal to the Suns, the Wizards are sending Chris Paul to the Golden State Warriors. You got Jordan Poole coming back. He's going to try and score 35 a game. And the Wizards are receiving a protected 2030 first round pick and a 2027 second round pick. Oh yeah, there's a guy in the league named Ryan Reynolds. No, Ryan Rollins. Wait, is that right or is it Ryan Hollins? Anyway, he's a guy and he's going to Washington. Chris Paul though, Tass. Crazy.
Chris Paul's on the Golden State Warriors. That's weird. That's a fan base that despises Chris Paul, having played him in the postseason over and over and over again. Now Steph's going to try and get him his first ring. Feels strange. How much did they not like Jordan Poole to say adios? And we got to attach a 2030 first-round pick. And hey, the Wizards got a first-round pick. Not for Beal. Not for Porzingis. But for Chris Paul, which is sort of for Beal. But they got one in the end. I mean, this is weird. Chris Paul is going to be coming off the bench, you got to assume, as the guy who kind of runs the show. I think that was something that they lacked last year with Jordan Poole, even though you know Jordan Poole is putting up numbers, but they were pissed off with the development of Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga. Their bench unit just wasn't right. Jordan Poole wasn't doing that. Now they've got an adult in a room, a very old adult in the room to help out and try and get them there. Will he finish games? Yeah, probably. But, you know, big question marks with his durability, not being able to finish the season. But I guess coming off the bench helps, I assume. Will that help him get to the end of the season and be able to finish the postseason? I guess if you want to look at it positively, a couple of years before that, I mean, really since 19, 20, 21, and yeah, those 3 years, he finished the postseason, but this last one, and 22 actually, he finished the postseason, but this last one, the first year in several years where he hasn't. So yeah, rose-colored glasses, but this is weird.
Trey, what do you think of the Warriors adding old guy Chris Paul trying to help him win a ring?
It's definitely interesting considering Chris Paul is on the receiving end of some of the greatest highlights in Stephen Curry's career. Going to be weird to see him in the backcourt alongside each other. Like Tess said, it's weird. It's also weird that we just saw the Denver Nuggets win the championship with a gigantic team and the Warriors said, no, we're going smaller. Mm-hmm. But it makes you think they're bringing everybody back, paying Klay that last year of his contract, Draymond probably getting a bigger deal right now, and then they'll probably try and find some minimum guys to fill out the bench as well. I don't know that Chris Paul would have been the vet that I was betting the Warriors went after, but it's not surprising to see them moving on from either Poole or Draymond, and clearly the way they chose was we ain't breaking things up quite yet.
Yeah, Anthony Slater, who's obviously plugged in with the Warriors, said insiders expressed an expectation that Steve Kerr would be pumped for an addition like Chris Paul, because Kerr has always believed the Warriors are at their best when they have a bit of a traditional point guard to play alongside Steph Curry and Klay. Traditional point guard, maybe not in their size and people you think as PGs, but your Iguodalas and your Livingstons, those type of guys. And I guess Kerr is like absolutely ecstatic about this, that Chris Paul, whether he starts, whether it's off the bench, probably closing games like you said, Tass, He's alongside these guys. What's weird to me, though, is like the Warriors are all ball movement, running around, back picks. Here we go. Ball zipping, zipping, zipping. Chris Paul does not play like that. Maybe he can, but he sure has never been that type of point guard. He is the more traditional, set it up, high pick and roll, you roll, I find you, we just operate, I dissect. So it's just going to be, that part is weird for me to try and wrap my head around it.
Yeah, totally. It does feel like an odd fit. I guess he did that more with Point Book last year beside him, and even Point Durant to some degree, where the ball was out of his hands more. And I think he will be starting with the second unit where the ball can be in his hands in the non-Curry minutes that have always hurt the Warriors. They've always been a bit of a nightmare. And yeah, I think Slater pointed out too that the last couple, I guess really the last year without Andre Iguodala, who was at the end of the bench and injured last year, they're kind of missing that beside Jordan Poole. So even though Poole was putting in those points last year, 20 points per game and 24 points as a starter when Curry was out, they didn't have that veteran presence. But I think the worrisome part is when Curry gets injured, if that happens, or when Klay gets injured, Jordan Poole was able to eat minutes. And you don't really want Chris Paul to be that innings eater. They're going to have to go get somebody else, I think. DiVincenzo will hopefully eat some of those minutes. But I know you said Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Rollins, getting him out of there does create another spot for another vet to come in. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they really weren't really digging the Jordan Poole future. And are just going all in on this. Really, it could be 1 year because Chris Paul's guaranteed for 1 year. Klay Thompson's only signed for 1 year, but all for Steph. And Mike Dunleavy just doing this for Steph Curry, who he said would have a big word in and a big recommendation into the next movements here. And he's got to be back in this Chris Paul move.
I don't know. I might have to start calling him Mike Dunleavy because one of the first things he said was, we're having Jordan Poole here for 4 years at least.
Yeah.
I think he meant 48 hours at least, yeah. And then he's out of here. But, I mean, you can understand why Steve Kerr would sign off on a move like this. They rode the Poole wave to a championship, but he was probably pulling his hair out then. It went well. The next year, not quite the same impact from Poole, like you're saying, Tass, still 20 points per game, but very up and down. And if you're talking about a difference in basketball IQ and decision making, there might not be guys on different ends of the spectrum like Chris Paul and Jordan Poole here. Yeah. So definitely the Warriors are betting that their training staff is going to be able to keep all these old guys healthy for an entire season, playing basically 100 games. So we'll figure out how many they're actually going to be playing during the season. I wouldn't be surprised to see some serious rest scheduled out in Golden State, but it makes them a better team, I think, as long as Chris Paul is still healthy at the end of the year.
You can also look at it like Steve Kerr seeing Chris Paul as a coach on the floor to try and like build up all these young guys, that second unit in your Moody's and your Kamingas and DiVincenzo, I guess, still there. He's a little bit older than those guys. But yeah, just to help their development, which has stagnated, I guess, at times as they try and two-track this with your championship guys and then your young guys. So I could see that making sense. It's just whether his body's going to hold up here. It's like the problem with Chris Paul. And that size is maybe an issue. They are small. Yeah, Draymond's probably back. Of course, Looney's their center. But gets pretty small in a hurry with the backcourt there in Curry and Chris Paul if they're both out there into end games. I mean, you'll be putting them in action. I mean, you do it with Curry as it is now. Of course, you're going to do it with Chris Paul, as feisty as he is. He's old. He's not going to move as quick as the young guys in this league. So teams will try and go at them. It's just whether Draymond is that good along with Wiggins to like sort of just man the defense. Chris Paul and Draymond Green pointing at every guy where to go in the court is going to be hilarious, that's for sure. Both of those guys do that a lot, as they should, because they're
a lot of
high basketball IQ guys. Yeah, but my God, it's going to be a point off. They're going to be arguing about who should have rotated and where's that guy supposed to go and talking about the 10 steps ahead. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, I love the clip people are sharing of Chris Paul with the fake laugh towards the Warriors bench. And then stopping right at the end. I guess they do have faith that they can keep him healthy and also reduce his minutes for the first time in his career, really. He's been going for like 7-8 years at 32 minutes per game. I imagine they'll reduce it and just keep it pretty minimal and match it with those bench guys you're talking about, Skeets. Jonathan Kuminga needs to be better, and hopefully Chris Paul can bring that out of him. And you know, same with Moses Moody. And as far as Chris Paul goes, yeah, this past year, the groin injury took him out of game two in that Denver Nuggets series, and he couldn't come back for games 3, 4, and 5. But you know, last year in the old embarrassing series against the Dallas Mavericks, he was there for the entire thing. He was there for the Pelicans win and for the Mavericks win. He was there for most of the run to the NBA Finals. He got hurt and then was able to come back in 2021. And then you got to go back to the OKC days. He played through that series in the playoffs. So you can look at it and say, he was healthy. But, yeah, he's going to be freaking 39 next year. So, yeah, trying to keep him healthy and trying to just trying to get off to a better start, because this team talks about all the time how they go through like different sections of the calendar, sections of the schedule, and they break it down into pieces. And last year they got off to a horrific start because their bench was bad, and that's why they were a sixth seed, really. They're way better than that, but they got off to that bad start because they were super young, didn't have a leader. At 3-7, they were behind the eight ball, and you know, we're a 500 team for a lot of the year. If Chris Paul's there, I imagine it's a better start, and they have that Iguodala / Livingston back. It's a more balanced unit, but they're going to be tiny, that's for sure.
This is a fun little fact here. Chris Paul, Steph Curry, two of the four active guards with at least 20,000 career points. So now they're teammates here. They nearly have the identical amount of points in their career. Chris Paul, 21,755. Curry right behind him, 21,712. The two guys ahead of them, James Harden and Russell Westbrook. Chris Paul's played with them all. It's amazing. It's incredible.
This guy's the NBA Pokemon trainer. Gotta play with all the stars out there. I see this Dream Team asking, is it possible Chris Paul gets flipped for something else? It's definitely possible, but all indications are he's staying with the Warriors. And Tass, you hit on something else I think that's important with why the Warriors would give up a first round pick. First of all, it's top 20 protected, so that's a pretty solid protection. But also, Chris Paul's contract is totally unguaranteed for the 24-25 season, which is a nice thing to be able to trade if another star becomes available and somebody's looking to trim some salary cap space on their own books. So I think it's a smart move to extend the window one more year, get everybody on the same page, because obviously things with Draymond and Poole soured things in the locker room last season, and then maybe try and extend it another year in the following offseason.
Yeah, that's a great point, that not only are they bringing in Chris Paul to help with the bench and to maybe close games and to play for the whole get him a ring thing too, maybe there's that, but...
Oh, yeah.
The financial burden or factor of Poole is probably a part of this trade as well from the Warriors side of things. I mean, he's stepping into a 4-year, $123 million extension beginning next season. He's a guy that can score. He's a guy that's played well at moments, but it's a lot of money for a guy that at times feels like there's 100 of them in the league, if I'm being honest, or could be 100 Jordan Pools. So if we want to pivot to the Wizards side here, Tass, what do you think of Poole as a player and the Wizards giving him an opportunity, or if he's, you know, long for Washington? What's your take on that?
I think it's worth the risk. They got to pay somebody. It's an extremely talented guy. And, yeah, there's guys who can score in the league. But, you know, having been with champs probably helps him out in a different role. So it's definitely worth the risk. And they get a first-round pick that's smartly protected by the Warriors, just in case they're bad in the year 2030. We're trading 2030 picks now. But if they're bad, they get their own pick back. And listen, they have like nobody on that roster. It makes sense to take a shot on a guy who scored 24 as a starter last year, could easily drop 30. You said he's stepping into this contract. He's going to be stepping into every single shot that's open to him. But why the heck not? It makes sense. I mean, the Wizards made up for the Beal deal a little bit. A little bit. Not great, but at least the Wizards' first-round pick came back, and this guy who, yeah, he's making 30 per, but as we've gone through their roster, now with Porzingis gone, likely with Kuzma gone, it's going to be him, and then Daniel Gafford at $12 million. Yeah, again, you got to pay somebody. Why not? Why the heck not?
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I gotta get something off my chest. Nothing drives me crazier than sending a message to a group chat and getting no response. That's why I'm a big emoji responder. Love a hang loose hand or a salute, but man, it hurts when you send a message and get nothing back. Ouch! We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/NoDunks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/NoDunks. This episode of No Dunks is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Funny, funny tweet here, Trey, from Alexis Morgan. Jordan Poole got a ring, a bag, and out of a toxic relationship. A lot of you can't relate. He did it all. Great tweet from Alexis Morgan. Very, very funny. But what's your takeaway on the Poole addition to Washington?
Yeah, Tass is completely right about everything here. This is an expensive contract, no doubt, for a guy who is basically unproven. We've seen Poole have big games in the playoffs. He did win a championship. He did put 20 points per game up. But that's an expensive contract if you're the Warriors and he's your fourth or fifth most important player. When he is your top paid player on a team that doesn't have a lot of big contracts, like Tass is saying, this is a solid risk, I think, for the Wizards to bring in a young guy still only 24 years old, and maybe with a little less pressure and probably the greenest light in the entire NBA. He can do some interesting things, which maybe increases his trade value, or he grows into a really solid player and becomes kind of a cornerstone, similar to the way Jordan Clarkson has in Utah, right? Like, he was just a gunner for a long time, and now he's a culture-setting piece there. So I don't know if that's going to be Poole's path in the NBA, but I think it's worth it for the Wizards to take a risk here since they're going to be young and Poole's not going to really push him over the top in the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. I think they'll still be in contention for the number one draft pick next year.
Yeah, yeah. They've taken chances on a bunch of gunners. You just made me think of guys who scored 20 in this league last year. Kelly Oubre, he was a Golden State Warrior as they tried to give it a shot. D'Angelo Russell.
And a Wizard.
Yeah, Kelly Oubre was a Wizard, yeah. Yeah, they take their chances. You know, Wiggy, another big chance on a guy who put up points and see if he could work into the lineup. Oubre gone, Russell gone, Poole gone. Wiggy's still doing it there. So, yeah, they didn't fit the culture, I guess. I mean, I guess a lot of guys wanted to punch him on that team. But, yeah, this Chris Paul thing, it's the Chris Paul part of it is weird. I just can't get over it.
Michael Grange said it has some, like, Shaq at the end of his career vibes to it, you know, where he goes to Phoenix and then he went to Cleveland and he ended in Boston, like that sort of at the end of his career. He wasn't even as old, Shaq, believe it or not, as, like, Chris Paul is. You know, two different body types and all that, I get. But I can see it. I mean, there's a possibility. Though then I went and checked. I'm like, damn, Shaq was really good when he went to Phoenix that one year. Like, he actually was solid. He was like 17-9. He made the All-Star team. He was co-MVP with Kobe. He led the league in field goal percentage still. Like, he was good. And that's what the Wizards are hoping, excuse me, the Warriors are hoping for here with Chris Paul. He doesn't need to be, he's not point guard Chris Paul. I don't think anybody expects that, but can he run the second unit? Can he hit clutch shots? Take care of the ball, of course. At end of games, in playoff games, maybe. Can he be there? Can he be healthy? We'll see.
I agree. I think he's going to close games and he'll be a big part of the Warriors' clutch time lineups, but I want Steph Curry to have the ball. I mean,
yeah,
he's the one that should be making the decisions. He is the leader. He's the best player on the team, and he's the most reliable guy. Yeah, he'll throw a behind-the-back pass at the worst possible moment. Maybe Chris Paul doesn't, but I'm still taking my chances with Steph. So it's going to be interesting to see Chris Paul staying the similar to the way he had been playing in Phoenix, where he's not necessarily in Phoenix, where he's not the number one guy, guaranteed. So he's going to have to keep playing his off-the-ball game. He's going to have to shoot really well as a catch-and-shoot guy off three, because you're still taking your chances with Chris Paul rather than Steph Curry.
I should note here, too, that these are separate deals. The Wizards-Suns deal with Bradley Beal going to the desert, and then this one. I guess that Beal one was officially completed earlier today here before the news of this next one with the Warriors and Wizards. And we got a little bit more details, Tass, on that one.
This is breaking news for me, because I didn't even know it was finalized. But it was, well, you'd have to finalize it before you trade Chris Paul, I guess.
Yeah, that's the thing. And like, we found out that, you know, not only was it Chris Paul and Landry Shamet and Jordan Goodwin and Isaiah Todd that were going to the Wizards, Chris Paul obviously now to Golden State, but first round pick swaps in 24, 26, 28, and 30. So four of them. And then second round picks from 24 all the way through 28, plus 2030 and cash from the Suns. So it was like, it was more draft capital than we sort of first thought going to Washington. No first round picks, like straight up, but more pick swaps and a whole bunch of second round picks, which I guess we didn't know.
I didn't know that they had the ability to trade four pick swaps. So are they going to be
The Phoenix Suns have
nothing
for like a decade now. It's amazing.
Well, I mean, but the pick swaps, they have a pick, right? Like, they will have those picks.
That's a good point.
But still, it's going to be like they're picking 25 and up, it feels like, for a long, long time here. So James Jones, I feel like, is just going to turn on auto draft. Just chill. Whoever happens to be at the top of the list, yeah, we'll take it. Who cares? Number 27? Whatever.
Well, it's funny you bring up draft, because we got to start getting ready for that pretty soon. Join us tonight on Playback. The link is in the show notes. 8 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, we are doing a little NBA draft watch party as we see if we get any more shenanigans tonight when it comes to trades. Is this just the start of a wild night here, guys? That's what I can't wait to see. But any more thoughts on Chris Paul going to the Warriors, Jordan Poole going to the Wiz?
Well, I'll just say, if it always feels like coming up to the draft, there's going to be trades. But there was that added caveat in the backdrop that there was the CBA coming. The new CBA coming makes it a lot easier to trade before June 30th, just in terms of the mechanics of a trade. And so I thought that we'd get some, and they're trickling. We got the Porzingis. No, we're not trading Porzingis. Oh, yeah, we're trading Porzingis. And then this happened. So, yeah, it feels like there's some coming. Everybody lying. Mike Dunleavy lying. I love it. Mike Dunleavy, first day on the job, straight up lying. He's good at his job already. Bob Myers taught him well.
Well, we can thank Michael Winger for all these trades. He's the one doing everything there. New Wizards president of basketball operations. He just came in and traded everybody. Is he even done? Who knows? Probably not. TK, any final thoughts on this big trade here heading into draft night tonight?
Yeah, it's exciting to see. It's just cool to see a new looking team, especially the Warriors. You know, they're just tinkering, trying as much as they can to win every championship they can while Steph Curry is around. I respect it completely. The Wizards with Poole and Tyus Jones in the backcourt. It's like one of the steadiest guys in the league and one of the most high variance guys in the league. And one of them will have the ball coming up every single time. Also great, I saw Candace Buckner tweet and said, Sixers fans had the process. What are they going to call this in Washington? To which Kofi, at Kofi, responded, the filibuster. Who knows how long it's going to take? Hopefully it's successful. It's the perfect name for this.
It's so good. I saw you retweeting that. I was like, ding, that's it. Well done, Kofi.
Too
yeah,
good.
Amazing, amazing. All right, well, let's call it there. Let's try and keep this short and sweet. Like I said, we are going to be jumping on at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight on Playback to kick it while we watch the draft tonight together, and hopefully we get some more trades to break down in real time. If you're joining us live here on YouTube, we'd love to see it. Hit the like button. Make sure you subscribe. And I believe we're going to flip this into a podcast as well, so leave your boys a 5-star rating and review. If you don't join us tonight, join us tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern for the Drop Podcast as we recap tonight's NBA draft and, again, hopefully some of the trades that go down. We didn't even bring up the Lakers traded for a pick. There was that with the Pacers. Wow, that's huge.
Straight up cash.
There's going to be a lot of picks flying around tonight. Like,
oh, yeah.
Good luck keeping track of who has what picks, especially because some of them, it's so confusing because they won't actually be swapped or official until later. So it's going to be like, we're picking on behalf of this team. Oh, my God. I feel bad for the person in charge of handing out hats tonight. It's like, you better not screw that up.
We're definitely going to have some mismatch hats to players' careers 5 years down the line.
I say play it safe and just go with a straight up NBA logo hat for some of these guys that we don't know which team they're on.
Just says draft across.
Draft prospect. All right, guys, let's call it there. Hey, let's go to Clipper, bro. Why not?
You heard it here first. Have a great time. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
All right, guys, go get some dinner in ya. Maybe take a dump.
Get a tank top.
Oh, look at that.
Go to nojunk.com, get you a tank top.
Oh, that looks good, man. That looks good. You gonna wear that tonight?
I don't know. I probably, yeah. Now it's already got a little show sweat on it. Already broken in. I was gonna take it on my trip, but gotta charge it to the game, I guess.
That's all right. We'll get you another one. I know a guy that knows a guy. All right, guys, we will see you later. Peace.
I've been waiting for the time, baby, when the sun will shine for us.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.